CJMQ, and we're talking with Kelly Lee Evans today. So, thank you very much for taking this opportunity to speak with CJMQ.
Oh, thanks so much for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. And very exciting, you're going to be coming to Centennial Theater. That's next week, Thursday, February 21st, and you're part of the jazz series.
Yes, it's really exciting. I mean, we haven't had a chance to come to Quebec since Montreal.
Okay.
The Jazz Festival last summer in July. So we've been looking forward.
Oh, well, that's great. So the Jazz Festival, you've done a lot of touring in 2007, didn't you?
I think so. Mm-hmm. You know, for an indie artist, yes, I've done a lot of touring.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for somebody on a major label going all over the world, no, not so much. But, you know, for us, having three children and organizing a lot of the stuff on our own, we've done a lot.
Okay. And for our audience, you were nominated 2007 Juno and Gemini Award nominated singer-songwriter. And you are compared to such people as Ron Sexsmith and even Elvis Costello.
Yeah, cool.
So that's pretty neat. Yeah.
It is really neat. It's neat. I think it's really neat because I've wanted to be a songwriter, you know, for a long time, and I thought that it was, like, impossible.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that you had to be born a songwriter. And so I didn't write my first song until I was maybe 27.
Okay.
Yeah.
But that was something that you had wanted to do for a long time.
Yeah, but I just figured you couldn't do it. So
okay.
I didn't even really focus on it. I just thought, well, you know, I haven't been doing it, you know, before, so why would I all of a sudden be able to do it now?
Mm-hmm.
And then I had an allergic reaction to some medication. And,
okay.
And it's funny, like a couple weeks before, I bought all these books on songwriting, and I had them lying all over the house, but I hadn't really, like, opened them.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd hurt my foot playing tennis, and then I've been prescribed the medication and had an allergic reaction to it, ended up back in the hospital, and I got back home, and I had all my tennis books out, and I was like, oh, yeah, I've got to perfect my serve, you know, and just all this ridiculous stuff, because I thought I was going to play tennis instead of worry about music.
Mm-hmm.
It just seemed like it would be an easier pursuit. And my husband was like, that ball could have hit you in the throat. Like, all your life you said you wanted to be a singer. You know, I never heard you say you wanted to be a tennis player. He said, I hope your foot falls off. He's like, why don't you write a song? And I said, fine then.
Mm-hmm.
And that was it. And, you know, one of the first songs that I wrote, it's one of the songs on the CD. So, I mean, and all the songs on the CD are all my first songs. So that it could be so well received and, you know, earn a Juno nomination. And, I mean, to me, that's just, it's just amazing. And it just goes to show that you just have to try, you know?
That is amazing. So your husband certainly inspired you.
Yeah. By telling me he hoped my foot fell off.
What's the song about?
It was about just not really wanting to connect with people and being afraid to let people love you. So it's called I Don't Want You to Love Me.
Okay, and that's your debut CD, Fight or Flight. So you released that in May 2006.
Yep.
Great. Now, you're, I guess, essentially a jazz artist, but your music is also seen as being soul, R&B, blues, and some world music rhythms.
Yes, it's just... It's everything that I ever listened to, you know, and I come from, you know, a very multicultural city, Toronto, and we live in we were born and raised in Scarborough, I was born and raised in Scarborough, and so it just, there were always so many different sounds around me, and that comes through in my music. I mean, I can't really escape it, so I couldn't, it's funny, like, I try to make straight, like, jazz sound, you know, way before I ever tried to do, like, my own music. I tried it, but, you know, I always wanted to add this different rhythm or something. You know, I never, like, I'm always, I'm just this amalgam of so many different things, and so that has to come through in the music, and it does.
Yeah, I think that's wonderful. So your music is eclectic, and it's certainly original to you, too.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's challenging, because I can't say, like, what section to put it in the, in the music store, but people see me as jazz, so that's where it is.
Okay, and in 2004, you were awarded second place in the Thelonious Monk International Jazz Vocals Competition in Washington, D.C.
Yes, it was.
Wow.
Yeah, it was amazing, amazing experience for me.
Mm-hmm. And you competed with over 160 vocalists from around the world, too.
Yes.
Wow.
I had the opportunity to be the only Canadian. It was funny because at the time we also had the Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
So like I really, when I found out about the competition, I was watching the Olympics. When I found out that I was actually in the competition, I was like seeing mm-hmm. all these athletes gearing up, you know,
mm-hmm.
to compete. And so I really got this very like, you know, this competitive like feel, like how I was going to train and I was going to go in there and I was going to try to bring home the gold, but I brought home silver.
Oh, that's wonderful. Great attitude. Yeah.
Well, I had to, like, yeah. My thing was, it's like, you know, I just had this vision of all these people that were going to be going there. And I mean, before I went to the competition, I didn't have any gigs. I wasn't like performing at all. I was singing in the shower.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to be ready, you mm-hmm. know, and I had some vocal problems before, so I was really worried that I would even have the ability to do it. So I had to come up with some kind of training regimen to get myself prepared for it.
Okay.
So it worked out.
Yeah, it certainly worked out for you. And it's great. You sang at the Canadian Museum of Civilization as part of the Black History Month programming, too. So
yeah,
that's
last
wonderful.
Week on my birthday.
Yeah, that's true. That's an extra added feature.
Yeah, I've had a good month.
Well, that must have been really exciting, and you must feel really great about yourself and your music, and I'm sure your family does too.
Nah, we bash me all the time. I'm always like worried about not measuring up. So,
mm-hmm.
so
oh,
even though like
yeah.
things that are great, you know, like I've been raised to think like I have to like, you know, be very careful and not expect like good things, and
mm-hmm.
so I have to like really. I mean, you know, it's like things are really going great, but I still have tons of debt, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's always something, you know. So I'm happy, but there's always something. So it's neat because I'm always striving to do better, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Good. And actually, you're going to be co-hosting the National Jazz Awards in April, on April 8th, 2008.
With Michael K. Shammer.
Yeah, that sounds really exciting, too. So
yeah.
I've
never met him, but I'm hearing great things about him, and I'm totally like super 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 freaked out
mm-hmm.
about having to co-host anything because I've never done that. But
well, it's a new experience. It certainly has been a great year for you too.
Yeah, I'm thankful. I'm very thankful.
Mm-hmm. Well, you worked hard for it, and when you did the CD Fight or Flight, you did it in 2 days in New York. Or?
Yes.
Yeah.
We
wow.
did the. We it's funny. We, our first version. That I did, it came out, we did like 2 days of rehearsal,
mm-hmm.
and then 2 days of recording, 6 songs a day, just like one run through, next song, because you know, when you don't have a lot of money, you have to rush,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and when I got back home, I wasn't happy with the way that the vocals were, because we did it all in one big room, all together live,
okay.
and there were a lot of drums in my vocals,
mm-hmm.
so when I came back home, I re-recorded the vocals, but essentially, it was 2 days, so I mean, it was just an amazing, amazing, amazing experience because I went from just having written the songs, and I mean, I don't play any instruments, so I could hear the songs in my head, but I
mm-hmm.
never heard them outside of myself.
Okay.
And I asked a friend to play, like, guitar, and we did, you know, just some guitar and voice so I could give it to the band and give them a sense of what I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
But that CD, when I came back home from New York, that was the first time I'd heard my music outside of my head. And so it was just, it was really amazing.
Oh, it must have been. Very exciting. Okay, great. Now, you have a website, Kelly Lee?
Yes, it's www.kellyleevans.com.
Okay,
KellyLeeEvans.com.
Great, so we can hear a bit of a taste of your music on there, too, and I suppose you can buy your album on there?
Yeah, it's available. It should be available in some stores in Quebec. I think Archambault has,
mm-hmm.
and also it's on iTunes.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can't find it in any of those places, you can also just get it from my website. They'll send it to you from CD Baby.
Okay, that's
yeah.
great. And I'm sure that people are going to have a chance to buy the album, too, if they come to the show on Thursday, February 21st.
Yeah, we'll have copies, and I'll be signing copies after the show. And
oh, great.
Yeah, I'm just so happy to be coming, so.
Oh, and we're really happy to have you, too. So, again, you're coming on Thursday, February 21st, 2008, Kelly Lee Evans, and going to be singing some songs off your album, I suppose. Or
yep,
some new
definitely,
ones too?
And some new things, too, from the next album.
Wow, when is the next one expected out?
I don't know.
You're working on it.
We're working on it. I'm just...
Okay.
Just percolating. All the ideas are percolating in my head, and I'm writing new songs and just getting a sense of what's going to be, like, what's songs to put on this particular album, because I have quite a few that, and they're a little bit different. So I'm just kind of trying to figure out what kind of experience I want people to have when they listen. So
okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Anything else you wanted to add, Kalili?
Oh, just that I'm very thankful to be playing, and then I hope, you know, if people are looking for an escape, they can come and escape with me on the 21st.
I'm sure they will. It sounds like a great thing to get out and enjoy. And Centennial Theater, newly renovated too, and you're part of the 40th anniversary, so that's fantastic too.
Oh, this is a good year.
Well, we wish you all the luck, and thank you very much for the interview.
Thank you very much for having me. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
He seemed like the right one, but who knew? Everybody knew that he was not as he seemed. Oh no, she was gonna have a baby, and then they would get married. So he said, "Ooh, that's what she." Been so very busy. Who's she? Who's he? Is that in your family? Who's she? Who's he? What about me? She's gotta make a change. Her plans have been rearranged, and she'll survive. There's no other way, 'cause life has no plans of passing her by. And now that baby's gonna grow to know it was she who chose to go. She'll survive. There's no other way. The life began with a lie. Who's she? Who's he? They're your family. Who's she? Who's he? Oh, what about me? All the stories that he told her, was it meant to hold her, to fulfill his needs? Yeah. Now it's time that they break up. Imagine he would try to make up when he has two families.
Just heard the song called What About Me? It's by the great Canadian artist Kelly Lee Evans, coming to Centennial on Thursday, February 21st, 2008, and it's all for album called Fight or Flight.